Okay. Sometimes you can make a pressed meatloaf from the hog's head or the hog jowl.
South.
Okay.
South.
In a cherry, if you're eating a cherry like you picked one off of a tree, there's a hard thing in the middle of it and you don't want to eat that.
That's the stinging stones.
Okay. And when you're eating peaches and there's something in the middle of that and you don't want to eat it too because it's much bigger, what do you call
that's
that?
That's the kilns. I got something in y'all, now you won't cast on the plant or tree.
And there are two different kinds of peaches. There are some that the meat will stick to the
that's
seed.
That's pressed peach, and we don't ever get all the meat off the kiln.
I know it.
And that's pressed peach, and these are other ones, some of them call them Alberta's. They're soft, and when you mash them, you know, they bust
it just breaks
the,
right apart.
The seeds come out clear.
Okay, and you might call that a clear peach?
That's clear seed. See, it's clear from the meat of the peach.
Okay, do you know any kind of beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
Snap beans. Okay, and what about some that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans, peas.
Okay, and what's the difference between butter beans and peas?
Well, if the butter bean is a flat bean and it's got a bigger pea in it, and the snap is long, but it's got a little small bean in it.
Okay.
And see, you just break them off and you string them, and then just break them off in little pieces like that as long as you want.
And how do you cook those?
Put you on some ham bones and all of a sudden let them be cooking and put them beans in there when that meat getting near done, but it don't take them beans long to cook.
Uh-huh.
And you put them in there and put your little black pepper in there. And if you got some fried potatoes, you know what that is, iced potatoes.
Yeah.
You peel them and wash them and slice them and then you chip them in there. Mm. And then if you want a few English peas, open your can and pour them beans in there.
That's all I need, that and a piece of cornbread. That'd be enough for everybody.
Your potatoes would be enough bread.
Yeah. They're the types of turnips that you can cut off and eat. What do you call those?
Them the red top turnip. Red, the bottom is red and the top bottom is flat. You can cut the ring the top, cook them, and you can peel them bottom and cut them up in there. It makes it taste better. It gives it a better flavor.
Well, if you take just the top part of the turnip, what do you call that?
That's just boiling them like you do collard greens. You know,
yeah.
You take collard greens, you know, you can strip them. You can take them and get the leaves and pull that stem out. You know, we have so many of them tough stems in there.
Okay.
You got collards in the cabbage. You cut them in 3/4. Wash them and put them in the pot. And some good ham broth if you ain't got the meat.
Okay.
She knows all the tricks.
I know it. I'm going to take notes on this. What do you call corn that you just take it and you shuck it and you cook it and you pick after you cooked it, you pick it up with your hands and you eat it? What do you call?
That's on the cob.
That's on the cob. Okay.
They said eating it from the cob.
Okay.
See, you silt it though.
You have to pull all that off.
See, you can break the end of that cone off, that stuck nugget off the end. And you can catch that silver. Sometimes it'll go all the way down that.
And I have the hardest time getting that out between the rows.
You take a fork or either a pocket knife, you know, and you can run it down and then catch it middle way, pull all that strand of silk out.
Okay. Sometimes there's a little animal, and you might find it out in the yard. And it's about this big round, and it's brown, and it looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's got dark stripes down its back, and it bears.
Squirrel.
Well, it looks like a squirrel.
It's a mink, polecat. Call them mink.
Okay, sometimes there's one that's even smaller than that and it'll get in flower beds.
Ground mole.
Okay, have you ever heard of chipmunk?
I can't, but I don't know. If I've seen that, I don't know.
Okay, what about an animal that's black and it has a white stripe down its back and it does,
polecat.
Doesn't smell very good, does it?
Boy, you can't stand anything. You hit them now and you have your door to get all through here. You got to open up and let the air evaporate it out.
Okay, there's some little animals and they're about this big and they'll hop along the ground and sometimes they're green or brownish colored. What do you call this?
Frog.
A frog. All right.
Some of them is dark and some of them are green and this stays on.